Hey, this is Roy Richardson. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast Live, and today's topic is about the age of content creation. I think I can take my headphones off. I think I can get by now. I gotta have a feed. Just, oh, what's going on? Hey, trying to. So, do you have a podcast? How about a YouTube channel? Or maybe you're huge over on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter. Heaven forbid, you might even be big on Facebook, because Facebook discovered video recently. And so, during the pandemic, something happened. We all went stir crazy, and a lot of us, I mean, really, a lot of us started blogs, or we started creating a podcast, or a YouTube channel, or we started vlogging every day. And so, here we are. We've gotten through the majority of the pandemic, hopefully. Hopefully we've gotten through the pandemic and we are all vaccinated up, or we're social distancing enough to stay away from catching the virus, or we've had it and we've built an immunity to it. And so here we are, the golden age of content creation. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. You know, during the pandemic, we were bored for a while. In fact, Psychology Today has an article that talks about the five benefits of boredom. First of all, boredom can improve your mental health. How? By allowing us all to turn off all the distractions, to turn off our phones, to get away from social media, and just have time. And then, second of all, it can increase creativity. How? Well, when we're able to reflect on ourselves internally, then we really think of ourselves that could spark creativity. Our minds get to wander. If we're not constantly bombarding it with information, then our minds get to wander and we have new ideas that we might not normally have. And so, good stuff. And then, it also causes us boredom. Third thing is that boredom causes us to seek the novelty, to seek, as we look for new things to occupy our time. When I'm bored, I'm trying to find that next thing that's going to entertain me. And, it also motivates us to pursue new goals, because when we're bored, then, in a 2014 study, Psychology Today, it was mentioned that they found that boredom often means that we're not doing what we really want to do. And so, that kind of very fits in with the pandemic. Lots of people had opportunities to kind of evaluate themselves and figure out what really made sense for them. And last, boredom also helps with our self-control skills. And basically, if we learn how to deal with boredom, then we figure out how to do self-control, how to self-regulate. This is a One-Off Technology Podcast, and I am your host, Roy Richardson. And each week, as mentioned in the intro, we talk about tech topics in the news and how they affect you. So I'll have some links in the show notes to kind of tell you, first of all, about about boredom, the five benefits of boredom, in case you're interested in that. And so the point is we've been trapped in our houses, and many of us became bored, and we dealt with it in different ways. We began binge watching Netflix or Disney Plus. Disney Plus grew over 100 million subscribers during the pandemic. It's like sneaking up on Netflix, which has about 200 million subscribers. And, we've been watched everything Netflix has. Or maybe you've been piddling around your garage or your apartment or your living room or your office. And maybe you've started doing creative endeavors. You've been, art and that kind of stuff. And so you've been finding different things. And I, too, went through that same thing. It's what caused me to revamp a podcast that had been offline for over a year. If you've listened to one of the first two seasons of the podcast, here we are, we're back, season 3. This is episode 7, and I'm really excited. I'm like, this is great. I want to do the podcast again. My juices, creative juices are flowing, and I'm back in the mix, and I'm doing a podcast again. And I want to say thank you. Thank you so much to all the people that have been subscribing to my podcast. I mean, I would have thought, you know, we go dormant, and people are subscribing. So thank you so much for that. The audio of this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, of course, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Amazon. During the pandemic, I went and I started back toward working on my podcast. But I also got excited to get my YouTube channel back up and running again. And after the last month, I have been participating in a Lita challenge. And Lita is live every day in April. And they have a challenge oftentimes in August as well, live every day in August. And so I've been doing, you know, I decided 2 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks now, I would just do my podcast live. And then I would do the audio, take that audio and cut it down and release that, you know, the audio from this to there. Well, my lights are going crazy. So anyway, and you know, this has been a lot of fun. And let's, you know, during that period of time, also, I've been doing a lot of research and reading different sources. I've been watching lots of, Sean Cannell videos on, you know, their, I've been watching Live Stream Pros. I've been watching Impartial Geek. So Think Media, Impartial Geek, Live Stream Pros. I've been watching all those. Of course, there was kind of something happened between Live Stream Pros and David Foster. And so he's gone off on his own. And I'm very much following David. He's doing some really cool stuff. I like all of them. They're great. So I have no bone to pick in any of those. But, you know, different things. And people are looking for, how can I turn my podcast, or how can I turn my live streams into, you know, sources of income? And so many people think, wow, I can magically become a YouTube star, and then people are just going to watch my video. And I know from personal experience that, you know, currently this is my third live video for this channel, and I have done videos in the past. In fact, I have one crazy video that has 15,000 plus views, and then I have another video that has 5,000 views. But then most of my videos are, you know, somewhere between 11 views and 100 plus. And so it's, you know, it's a challenge here. I'm trying to, I want to definitely make content people want to watch. And a lot of the things on my YouTube channel are tutorials. And so I'm going to be publishing a lot more of those. And those will be my recorded content and not my live streaming. But this is my live stream. And so when you go through, like, the Lita challenge, for example, each day has a different challenge. And you have to go through and talk about the things that make you you. Gloria says, you know, uniquely you. You're trying to make a video that is uniquely you. You know, share your personality, share your facial expressions. I like to talk with my hands. Hello there, how are you doing? Yes, I'm doing great, yeah. Hopefully it's not making you crazy. I talk with my hands, I do. And then, you know, the facial expressions, the inflections, the way you say things, whether you're excited or not. And I am excited because this whole process has been so amazing. So we had, you know, introduction video. Hey, my name is, you know, Roy Richardson. And I was stiff as a board when I did that first video for the Lita challenge. And now I have opened up a lot more, and, you know, and I've gotten where the Lita challenge led me to finally break down and hit the record button, because I had been fearful. I had been trying to perfect everything. If you look at my setup, I have literally, you would think my hobby was collecting things to be a live streamer, as opposed to actually being a live streamer, because I've got lights, ring lights, soft boxes. I've got, I'm investing in a new computer. Admittedly, my MacBook Pro is 7 years old. Okay. I have, am using it right now. I've used it. I pushed it. Literally, when I get ready to do this, I have to shut down every program that's not essential in order to free up memory and to free up CPU so I can get this done. So I'm excited because I'm getting ready to get a Mac Mini. And in a later episode, I'll talk about why I chose the Mac Mini over maybe waiting for the new iMac, which will be available for sale this week on the 30th. For those people that are, and I do love the colors. I would have gotten a purple one. I just thought the purple one was awesome looking, and I would have done that. But it didn't make sense because I've invested so much in different pieces, and so I can't make the jump to that yet. But a Mac Mini will get me where I need to be and allow me to do video editing and streaming and use my favorite software, which is Ecamm Live, which is what I use for my live streaming on a Mac. If I were on a PC, I'd probably go vMix. I tried OBS, and OBS crashed a lot. It's a good program, and if you want to start with no budget, OBS is definitely the way to go. And so there are so many people out there now on YouTube who are releasing videos to tell you how to be a YouTuber, how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, how to do thumbnails, which is something I've got to work on. I'm very weak on the thumbnail space. Anybody out there got some hints for me? I'm open for them. And, it's literally the age of content creation. You can just take your phone and record videos here. I've been doing some streams on Facebook using my phone. Of course, me and the phone and Facebook have been finding it out because I like to do landscape mode. It's really important to me to do landscape mode for some reason. I don't know why. I get a little crazy about that little box in thing that you get when you do your phone and portrait mode. And so, yes, that's where I'm at. And I've slowly been collecting pieces of gear to try to have a great streaming setup. I'm missing a high-end camera, and I kind of have to wait because I have to get consistent in putting out content to justify figuring out a way to spend that kind of money. And so, here it is that, I'm doing this, and I really want to do my best at this. And so I've been reading different books. I read Hook Point by Brendan Kane, how he talks about how to come up with a hook point, how you bring people in to watch your content. He had a book, How to Get a Million Subscribers or something like that out there, where he basically, I'm going to go out, create a video, hype it up big time, and get a million subscribers. And I think that's cool. But I don't know that I want a million subscribers. I'd rather have 1,000 people that really dig my content and grow organically, and that's what I would prefer to do. And then also I read Let Go by Pat Flynn. Pat Flynn, I love Pat Flynn. He just did 365 days of live streaming every day. He would come on and do a live stream for about an hour, hour and a half. And a lot of them had some really excellent content, and he had Q&A sessions, and he worked out the whole thing, and he put a lot of work into trying to accomplish that year. And a big fan of Pat Flynn, and just really enjoyed that journey with him, and catching it live when I had an opportunity. Sometimes I'd go back and watch if the topic, it's that thumbnail. That thumbnail and that title or what pull me in and say, oh, I've got to watch this episode. While I could probably watch every Pat Flynn video, it is always the thumbnail and the title that bring people in to get them to watch the videos. And so, really awesome. That's a good book, by the way. Other books I read, I've read YouTube Secrets by Sean Connell and Benji Travis. That one hurt my feelings a little bit. Because it's like, oh, well, you should only record videos for people within 10 years of your age. I'm like, well, I don't think so. I think I can appeal to a bigger audience. And so that may be the challenge. That may be the challenge because my topics are usually relevant and things are happening in the news. And I work in IT. I've been in IT a long time. I work very hard to be tech savvy and keep up with the latest and greatest technologies. And so just want to share that. Another book that I'm reading right now is The YouTube Formula by Daryl Eves. That book, if you are a YouTube content creator, is amazing. First of all, you may not know this, but, and I mentioned this on the last episode, YouTube is the world's second largest search engine. So people do searches on YouTube all the time trying to find specific videos, and there's like millions of searches every day on YouTube trying to find videos about a specific topic, or, you know, the celebrity or whatever you're into. And so to me, that's wow. I mean, and so the thing about the YouTube algorithm, and this book goes into great detail about it, is that when you upload a video, it dissects your video. I'll give you an example. If my video has a stop sign in it, I used to think that YouTube just went through the description and the thumbnail and set up the algorithms like that. But no, it goes so far above and beyond where if you have a stop sign in your video and somebody does a search for stop sign, if your video is high enough in rankings, your video may come up, even though you may not mention the word stop sign anywhere in your video. But because YouTube is literally going through and analyzing your video frame by frame and finding out what's really in your content. I mean, really going through your videos frame by frame and finding out what's in your content. And so this book is blowing my mind. You've got to read it. It goes into great detail. And I'm now in the section where it tells me how to really format my channel, how to build my channel, how to do keyword searches. And so, you know, I've got to start thinking about that process. And if I really want to be scientific about it, and I'm a science guy, I really like to be scientific about my processes and how I pull this all together. And so I'm going to analyze the video and go through. And then the other part the book says is that we should go and find basically 10 other YouTubers who do content that's similar to yours and take a look at how they do their thumbnails, how they edit their videos, and what all they do that makes people watch those videos. And you don't want to look at the old videos. You want to look at the videos from the last 30 to 45 days. And why is that? Because our taste change and we just come through a pandemic. So you may be into things that you weren't into before the pandemic. Like, for example, you may have a, you know, thing about cheesecake. I've got to eat 14 flavors of cheesecake. This is really important to me. When a year ago, you may have never eaten sweets. I know, that sounds crazy. It's off the cuff. It's the best I can do on short notice. I'm trying really hard. Anyway, all right. So the point is that this is the perfect time to be a content creator. If you are in the podcast space, Spotify bought Anchor.fm. And so you can go and record your podcast for free on Anchor. There are some limitations. There are some hooks and some catches, and I recommend reading the fine print. It's kind of a gray area whether you actually own your podcast if you post it on Anchor FM. Theoretically, you do, but the concern there is that you might not. And, you know, you've got people like Joe Rogan, where Spotify paid him crazy amounts of money for him to be exclusive to Spotify because they're pushing hard in the podcast space. And last week, or a week before, when Apple made their announcements on the 20th, I guess that was technically last week, a week from today, when Apple made their announcements, they announced that people will be able to subscribe to podcasts. So as a podcaster, you can set up a subscription model on Amazon, where first of all, you have to pay $20, and then people can pay to subscribe to your podcast, or they can be members and you have exclusive content that only they get to hear that's not going to be available anywhere else. And, you know, it makes ways for you to have an income stream. And we're all maybe not everybody, but some people are looking for side hustles. What can I do outside of my day job that earns me some extra money? For example, I've set up a Buy Me a Coffee page because I want to raise money to buy a nice mirrorless camera to add to my YouTube setup so that I can actually do better quality. Right now, I'm relying on some Logitech 920 cameras, C920 cameras. They work well. They do good, but you can't do 4K. You can't do 60 frames per second. Not that I want to do 60 frames per second in 4K. I'm not running. This is, you know, not, yeah, I'm jogging. Hey, come watch me jog in front of my monitor, in front of my camera. This is not the content that needs, really high-end video. But I want to have quality video. My computer was insane. I want to have quality video for you that are watching. I also am a perfectionist, and I want to have the best quality possible for you. I don't need the highest end of cameras. I just need something better than a webcam. But, like Sean Cannell says, you gotta hit that button. You gotta hit that button to hit record and go record. And so, that's really important to me. Now, if you are enjoying this video, I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to my channel. I'm going to come out with a lot more tutorials. That's really what I'm really good at. I'm good at doing tutorials. Ring the bell if you want to be notified when I come out with a new video. So my plan is to do each week this way and then re-release the audio content from this as my podcast. And so, yeah, good times. And, all magic. By the way, I am, again, as I said earlier, I'm Roy Richardson. This has been the One-Off Tech Podcast. And that's it. If you're looking for me online, I am out there. My Twitter and such handle is A. Roy Richardson. I'm out on Twitter. I am on Instagram as A. Roy Richardson. Someday I hope to be the Roy Richardson. That's the best way to get in touch with me. Just send me a direct message and say hi. Also, congratulations to those folks that I sent the invites to Clubhouse. I hope you enjoy it. Be sure to follow me after, I guess technically we're already following. Once you go in there and actually click on the link. So thank you so much for entering that contest. I'll be having another contest soon where I'll be giving away a Google Nest Mini. Google Home Mini for your house. You need it. You know you need one. Brand spanking new in the box. Ta-da! Still sealed up and ready to go to your house. So, I'll announce that contest later at a later date. Thank you so much for watching. And again, this was Season 3, Episode 7. And this episode is called The Age of Content Creation. Thank you so much for watching. Bye! Listening to the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts on Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify.